Securitizing Computer Share Open Path for 70TI U.S. Stocks. On-chain Securitizing Computer Share announced on April 29, 2026, a partnership that gives U.S. public companies a direct route to issue and manage tokenized shares without rebuilding their existing shareholder records. CoinDesk reported the deal early Tuesday, framing it as the first time the largest U.S. transfer agent infrastructure has been wired to an on-chain issuance platform at scale. The combined reach covers roughly $70 trillion in U.S. listed equity. The pitch is narrow but consequential. Any issuer that already uses ComputerShare for its cap table can now issue a tokenized class of shares through Securitize and have both the legal record and the on-chain ledger stay in sync. That removes the biggest friction in equity tokenization to date, which was the gap between a blockchain ledger that says you own a share and a transfer agent ledger that the SEC and the company actually recognize as authoritative. Why a transfer agent is the gating piece. Most retail readers ignore transfer agents because the work is invisible. They keep the master record of who owns each share of a public company, handle dividend distributions, manage proxy voting, and process corporate actions like splits and buybacks. In U.S. securities law, the transfer agent's books are the legal source of truth for share ownership. A tokenized share that is not reconciled to a transfer agent record is, from the issuer's perspective, a parallel claim with no legal weight. ComputerShare is one of two firms that dominate this layer in the U.S., By plugging a tokenization rail directly into that record-keeping system, Securitize is solving the problem that has kept tokenized equities stuck in pilot phase since 2018. Earlier attempts ran tokens that mirrored shares but lived outside the transfer agent process, which meant issuers had to maintain two books or treat the token as a derivative. What changes for issuers and holders? For a public company, the immediate offer is optionality. An issuer can keep its existing shareholder base on traditional rails and offer a tokenized class for buyers who want on-chain settlement, programmable corporate actions, or 24/7 transferability. Dividends can be paid in stablecoin to wallet addresses on the same record that handled a paper check the day before. For holders, the practical implication depends on how the issuer configures the offering. A tokenized share class can settle in seconds against a stablecoin, can be moved between regulated venues without the T+1 settlement window, and can be held in self-custody if the issuer permits it. None of that requires the holder to abandon the broker model. It just adds a second channel. The trade-off is regulatory exposure. Tokenized equity sits inside the same securities framework as the underlying share, which means transfers are still subject to KYC, accredited investor rules where applicable, and the issuer's transfer restrictions. The token does not rewrite the legal wrapper. It changes the rail. How this fits the wider tokenization push, the Securitize ComputerShare deal lands the same week as State Street's announcement that it will deliver tokenized funds against its $54.5 trillion custody base and follows BlackRock and Franklin Templeton's tokenized money market funds going live in early 2025. Stocks have lagged that wave because of the transfer agent problem. Funds were easier because a single sponsor controls the share class and can pick its own administrator. If even a small fraction of the $70 trillion U.S. listed market begins issuing tokenized classes, the addressable base for on-chain settlement leaps past the entire stablecoin float, which crossed $1 trillion in monthly transfers earlier this month. That is the framing GSR used in its own note Tuesday morning when describing tokenized finance as the next mainstream rail. The bigger question is whether the SEC's posture under the current administration accommodates issuance at scale. The Securitize platform is already registered as a transfer agent and broker-dealer, which gives it cover. ComputerShare's involvement adds an established counterparty the SEC has supervised for decades. Both firms have a strong reading of the regulatory ground for tokenized public equity in the United States. What to watch next? The first issuer to tokenize a class of public company shares under this arrangement is the milestone that matters. Expect a smaller cap or growth stage company to go first, since flagship S&P 500 issuers will wait for one or two precedents. Second-order signals include which custody bank wins the underlying token custody mandates and whether the SEC issues a no-action letter or rule amendment specific to tokenized classes. Pricing on Securitize's volume in private credit and tokenized funds has been healthy through 2025 and early 2026, but equities are a different scale of flow. If issuance ramps, the bottleneck moves to the custody and exchange layer that has to handle 24/7 trading against a market that closes at 4 p.m. ET on the legacy side.